Amazon was reportedly in talks to buy Zoox, a startup that is developing electric-powered robo-taxis. Amazon's interest in autonomous vehicle technology so far has focused on how it might enhance the delivery of its goods. Latin America's largest airline and its affiliates in Chile, Colombia, Ecuador and Peru filed for bankruptcy protection because of COVID-19. LATAM has its headquarters in Santiago, Chile's capital, and also operates subsidiaries in Argentina, Brazil and Paraguay. It filed for bankruptcy protection in New York, where it has a listing. Buoyed by the further easing of lockdowns and an unexpected rise in American consumer confidence, stock markets retained their fizz of the past few weeks. The S&P 500 closed above the 3,000 mark for the first time since early March. Share prices in American banks have started to recover. J.P. Morgan Chase's stock is up by 21% since mid-March, Bank of America's by 25% and Citigroup's by 43%. The New York Stock Exchange partially reopened its floors to traders. Around 100 were allowed to return if they promised not to use public transport to get there and not to sue the exchange if they contract COVID-19. The traders were allocated desks behind screens and given strict instructions on social distancing. Retail sales in Britain plunged by 18.1% in April from March, the largest drop on record since the data began in 1988. Sales of alcohol continued to rise. Warner Music launched plans for an IPO on the Nasdaq exchange. The music company's vast stable of artists includes Ed Sheeran and Bruno Mars. It used to be part of what is now Warner Media until it was bought out by Sir Len Blavatnik's Access Industries in 2011. If it is in tune with market sentiment, the listing could value the company at up to $13 billion, well above the $3.3 billion that Sir Len paid for it.